Welcome to Fables and Fairy Tales, where this week the story is... The Real King of the Jungle. This story was written by me, and it's based on a folktale from India. Here to read it to you, it is I, your storyteller Chip Cahoon. This is part 4 with a leopard's roar. If you missed everything before today, catch up at fablespodcast.co.uk. But if the story is with you, then let us continue. Tendue began to walk in a circle around Loris, sneering, "You are very late, Loris. You know what that means? It means I now have to eat everyone in the jungle, and it's all your fault. You will be responsible for the death of the whole jungle, and I'm going to start with you." Loris may have had slow legs, but his mind worked fast.
"Wait," Loris said quickly. "It's the leopard's fault, not mine."
Tendue paused, confused.
"The leopard's fault? Are you saying it's my fault? Why, you?"
"Not you, Tendue," Loris replied. "The other leopard. The leopard I met on my way here."
Now Tendue had a deep frown across his forehead.
"Another leopard? What other leopard? I'm the only leopard in this jungle."
"You were," Loris agreed. "But as I was travelling over here, I met another one. He threatened to eat me and all the other Lorises in our jungle. I told him I was on my way to meet you, and he laughed and said you must be a weak leopard if you won't even hunt for your food."
"What?"
Now the orange fur on Tendue's face was turning red.
"That's what I said," Loris said. "I told him you could kill all the animals in our jungle if you wanted to, but he said he didn't believe me and told me to bring you to him so he could challenge you to a test of brawn."
"A test of what?" Tendue asked.
"Brawn,"
Loris repeated.
"I've never heard that word before either, but I think it means he wants to fight you to find out who's boss."
Tendue roared with rage, then got behind Loris.
"Very well, then," he said. "Take me to this other leopard. I'll show him who's king around here."
"This way."
Loris took Tendue along the riverbank, away from the giant mahua tree. His mind was still running 10 times as fast as his legs. Tendue growled impatiently.
"Can't you go any faster?"
"I'm trying to remember the way,"
Loris replied apologetically. Then, suddenly, Loris saw a cave set into a hill beside the river. He pointed.
"There! He went in there!"
With another snarl, Tendue leapt over Loris and ran down to the cave.
"Come on then, trespasser," he called. "Show yourself, coward!"
There was no reply. Tendue peered into the cave. And there, looking up at him from below, was the other leopard.
Tendue roared a thunderous bellow.
At exactly the same time, the other leopard roared back. He was definitely ready for a fight.
"Well," thought Tendue, "if it's a fight he wants, a fight he'll get."
Tendue's mind began to race. The other leopard was almost exactly the same size as he was, with exactly the same markings too, in fact. But Tendue had an advantage. He was higher up. The other leopard was below him. Tenderway could pounce on top of the other leopard with all his claws and have help from all his weight. So Tenderway yelled, "Here I come, fiend!" and pounced. The other leopard pounced at exactly the same time. Exactly the same time. Because it was exactly the same leopard. Tenderway had been looking down at his own reflection in the water of a cave pool. With a huge splash, Tenderway found himself suddenly surrounded by his biggest fear, water. And he didn't know how to swim. Loris didn't stay to find out what happened. Instead, he made his way back to the jungle to let all the other animals know how he tricked Tenderway. Tenderway was never seen again. At least, not in that jungle. Perhaps he was too ashamed of his foolishness and ran away. But all of the other animals cheered for Loris and his quick wit. From that day on, Loris and his family never had to travel fast to get anywhere. Even today, there aren't many animals who would dare to attack a slow Loris. That's because the other animals agree that Loris is the real king of the jungle. He bested a predator 5 times his size.
That was the tale of the real king of the jungle.
Thank you for sharing it with me. We'll be back next week to find out what happens when a farmer takes on one of the wickedest of all mythical creatures, a boggart. You won't want to miss it. To make sure you don't, make sure you're subscribed to our podcast. Or, if you don't want to wait, why not become an epic explorer? Then you can enjoy every story all at once, to listen to, watch me tell for you, and even have delivered to you through the post. And you know, if you get the book, you can also jump right into the story through the amazing illustrations by incredible artists, like Corky Paul, the illustrator for Winnie the Witch. There are 2 new stories every month, plus 2 bonus stories that only epic explorers get to see. Ooh, and the stories never disappear either. You can go there and devour almost 80 stories right now. To become an epic explorer, just put on your sweetest voice and ask your grown-up to sit with you as you go to fablespodcast.co.uk. Right now, though, it only remains for me to say cheerio, and I hope to hear your story soon. So, cheerio! And I hope to hear your story soon!